Hey guys, it's Monday. We're in the podcast studio. I've got Lydia Guyton here, daughter of Oscar and Tammy, student at CBC here in Conway. And we've just been talking about different ways that all of us can pray for different pastors' kids, different missionaries' kids, and in particular for Lydia and her little brother and Oscar and Tammy. And Lydia, you've got one more suggestion for us, one more prayer point for us. And so tell us about that.
Well, me and my parents my parents and I, we're not only missionaries in Nicaragua, but some other place. Mm-hmm. And I just want a prayer for that country that's really struggling right now.
Yeah.
And that that God will, even though people there are struggling and all that, that they always don't lose their focus on God.
Yeah.
And it's hard for us because we cannot get there right now and all that. But still, I know that God is going to protect them, and he's like, the people there are going to do their will, and the pastor there that is there right now is going to provide to all of them.
Yeah.
Through us too.
So I think one of the things that's difficult for us, difficult for anybody, okay, if you've never been out of your own country, is that you tend to think that other countries are like your own. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to imagine a place that would be very antagonistic against the gospel. It's hard to imagine a place that would have just extreme differences in the government and those types of situations until you go to a different country. And so kind of what you're talking about, it's hard for us to imagine in this particular country just how different really could it be, but it is. It's drastically different, which makes the oppression on the people great. But here's what I've found. Here's what I've found in going to different places, Lydia, that I want to encourage you with. And that is, the places that I've been to where people are comfortable, they oftentimes think they don't have a need for God. The places where I've been to where there is great oppression, those are sometimes the happiest, most joyful people, because they understand their need for God and they know they have him. And so just like what you're talking about, the pastor there in that country, and the church that is there and different things like that, God does incredible things in those types of situations. And so to all of our BMA family out there, let's continue to remember Oscar and Tammy, not just for their work in Nicaragua and the kids, but in their further endeavors to other countries that are around Nicaragua as well. All right. Lydia, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You betcha. You betcha. And we will continue to pray for you and your family. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Until next time on the Day by Day podcast.